BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, that's some support you got there. I'm just saying that you know, I try to do something good, something that's very kind and educational.
Kind and how is it kind and educational?
It's very kind to read the Bible. It's very, very kind to follow the Bible.
Well, it's kind. Yeah. What?
And then it's educational too.
Not if you don't follow the rules, which you do not.
You're such a naysayer.
Here's what I'm going to say. All right, so my girlfriend has her master's in library, but it's called something else.
By the way, if you just joined us, Jamie pointed out something that I told her on the way to the car on Friday, is that I'm going to read the Bible in its entirety. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I brought it up to her, but I did. I did.
And so my friend, she has her master's in library stuff. What would that be called?
Librarian?
Well, no, but you get your master's in whatever. Anyway, so she said, oh my gosh, I have the perfect book for BJ since he wants to read the Bible. It's called Lamb, the Gospel According to Biff, who is Christ's boyhood friend.
Biff.
Yeah. Yep, it says, everyone knows about the Immaculate Conception and the crucifixion, but what happened to Jesus between the manger and the Sermon on the Mount? In this hilarious, bold novel, the acclaimed Christopher Moore shares the greatest story never told, the life of Christ as seen by his boyhood pal, Biff.
I love it.
Me too.
Who's texting you, the devil?
I'm just saying, she knows good books because she's a librarian.
She doesn't, might know good books because she is a librarian.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that Biff existed.
It's only $15.28, and his name is Biffith. And then some people are saying, why don't you start with the childhood Bible? Because it has pictures.
Oh, see, that's the way to hook you right there.
Nobody believes in you. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I have.
Like, not one person.
I've noticed.
Person has texted. Yep. My friends are not. Nobody's supportive of this.
That's because it's Satan talking. Everybody that's texting, you're Satan. I did, though. I enjoyed the bingo thing because we have a bar bingo that's coming up soon, okay?
Yes.
And we can mention that next, I think next week we actually get to mention it. But we have one coming. But I went on Friday, and it was at the Catholic Church. And it was a lot of fun, man. Everybody was into it. It was unbelievable. So
that's
I'm looking forward to ours.
That's why people love bar bingo.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
And we give away great prizes.
Our prizes are crazy.
Yeah, we give away great prizes. Yeah. This one, not so much. I think there was a Bluetooth speaker that was the grand prize.
That's nice. Well, that's shocking they didn't have great prizes because I know how much you pay
Jamie,
a month.
This Bluetooth speaker.
For your kid to go to school there.
This Bluetooth speaker was the size of an Oreo.
You better be careful. Don't slam that the whole system.
No, it was to raise money. I get it. I'm just saying that when you come to a bar bingo, we really blow it out.
Did you see what happened to that one guy? What's his name? I love him. Oh, my God. Jeff Lewis. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, no.
So he, Jeff Lewis.
Who's
is,
Jeff Lewis?
He's a designer, and he's gay, and he's very bitchy and finicky, and I love him, and he's all the things. But he has a podcast, and he has all these different celebrities. Well, his daughter's name is Monroe, and she's in a private school, and he was bitching about it, and they kicked him out.
No kidding.
They kicked her out.
Well, all because of him.
Yeah, so be careful about that Oreo-shaped
I'm just
Bluetooth.
I'm just saying the prizes weren't great.
No, they weren't great. They were really good.
But I had a good time. I think I'm saying everything that they agree with, like reading the Bible. That's a good thing.
When it's private, they can just kick you to the curb.
Really?
Yes.
If you just upset, you know, one of the nuns or somebody.
Yes, of course. It's private.
They can throw you out.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't cool.
They don't need your money that bad.
No, they got somebody else's in line.
Well, if they throw him out, I will not read the Bible. I will threaten.
Isn't he already in like a little bit of trouble sometimes? Didn't he get set by the teacher?
We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.